Welcome to the Fly Guys. I'm Nathan, and tonight with me is Mario. How are you doing over there, Mario?
Excellent, buddy. How you been?
Pretty good. It's been nice and warm here in Kansas. We've actually had a 70-degree day, then freezing rain, then about quarter-sized hail, then an inch of snow, and an eighth inch of ice, and then back to 70-degree days again, so. We've had all sorts of weather here.
A little bit of everything.
Yep.
Well, what we've had pretty well only one thing, snow, and lots of it. Every week we've had at least one snowstorm, and we've had as many as three per week. So we've got tons and tons of snow.
Can't imagine what it's like up there.
Oh, it's crazy this year. Last year we could see the grass all year, like it only had about maybe an inch or two of snow on the ground. But this year, it's as high as the roofs almost. It's insane. We got so much snow, so not much room for flying.
Yep. Only thing you can be flying out there is helicopters, probably.
Yeah, some indoor flying. That's pretty well it right now.
Well, anyways, on to the events coming up on March, this weekend, actually. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there is the fly-in at the Airline History Museum in Kansas City. More information on that can be found in the description. Although when this is out, it'll probably be over and done with. But there's going to be a pattern contest on Friday night. I'll probably be there. And Saturday, there's going to be open flying for most of the day. Freestyle at noon for if you're a good aerobatic pilot, you can get into that. And then Sunday, they have open flying again. So I will hope to see you there. And that's actually all the events we have right now at the moment.
Well, I know that I haven't had a chance to partake in any of the indoor fly-ins at home here, but I know you've been to one lately. Tell us about it.
I actually have been to the Black Hawk RC Club Unidome fly-in in Cedar Falls, Iowa. The venue was huge. It was probably, I'm trying to think how to describe it. It's about the size of a football field with a 200-foot ceiling, at least. And you can see the dome from over a mile away. And you're actually in downtown Cedar Falls, Iowa, so that's pretty good.
So you could probably fly almost full-size planes in there.
Yeah, you could almost fly a full-size radio-controlled plane in there. Actually flew Flatman there for their air show, and that actually made the newspaper the next day. So the inside joke that's been going around is that you can't make the newspaper the next day after you arrive in a town very often.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yep, but
What planes were, what was the in thing right now this year that you saw that you noticed?
I would probably have to say either the Leadfeather Yak 55, although that's been a long time favorite, or the West Michigan Park Flyers McFoamy.
Cool. Any people there with multi-rotor copters?
There were actually not many people there with helicopters at all, or even multi-rotors, for that fact.
Like tricopters or quads or.
Yeah. I still think they have a little to catch on, though. But when I actually was in a couple of crashes myself. No, I was flying Flatman along once, and it was just, they had. I have to say, if I had to rate this fly-in, I'd rate it maybe 7 out of 10, because they just weren't very organized. Back to the story, but it was just like one big open circuit flying. It was like circuits with micros. So I was flying Flatman in the circuit area, just flying around, and I probably had at least two micro extras come up and run into my prop. And then they just fell to the ground in pieces, which I kind of felt bad about, but if you fly, you crash, I guess.
Yeah.
Team Abby Normals there had their Wright Flyer, and was talking to them. They said they're going to scale it up and make like a 6 or 8 foot version of it. Hope and see if that flies.
Ah, the one we talked about a couple of shows ago.
Yeah, back on the first show, I think.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting to see on YouTube. And then they tried to do an FPV flight, which I did post on my YouTube channel. But they had a 2.4 GHz transmitter for the FPV, and they're using a 2.4 RC system, which was ESM2 or a spectrum of some sort. And the plane flew a couple rounds and then it crashed actually, because of the 2.4 with 2.4.
Oh, why would they do that now?
I think they were doing a test on it to see if it would actually fly with 2.4 with and 2.4. Or they were just didn't know if it would work or not.
Oh, okay. Well, they got some pretty neat designs. Did they have anything else there that you saw that was kind of interesting?
Yeah, they had the flying superhero that you said you were working on, actually. It was, I gotta say, really big, 6 foot tall
Yep, that's the one.
when you stand them up. But the thing I noticed on it is they had these regular servos and had these extended flat carbon fiber servo arms on them, so that was neat to see how they had that set up.
Very cool. Yeah, I still can't wait to get mine all done and flying. I'm really anticipating to, can't wait to fly that.
And then I did see a foam and tape twin engine cargo plane there. I have to say, since I just finished mine a couple of weeks ago, or actually a day ago, and it flew really good. The guy that was flying it had actually altered it so it had a KF3 airfoil, where it has three steps on the top.
Right.
He said that he liked that airfoil better than the undercambered, so that was interesting to see.
Well, with the three step, it's a lot closer to an airfoil, and you know, in the regular airfoil sense.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's about all I have from that event. It was a great fly-in. Saw Greg from WM Park Flyers there. He actually took a look at my yak and we figured out that I had installed the servos on the bottom of the wing instead of the top. So I actually redid those the other night and it has blinding fast rolls now.
Nice.
But probably not as fast as the kits that he cuts. Because apparently I had an older kit that I had cut out, and it had the counterbalances on the wings, so that made a difference in how it flew for the speeds. Didn't go all the way out to the wingtip for the ailerons, and apparently the changed sea lead feather plans are the ones that you want to build from, and I did not know that before, so I know now.
Was there any vendors there or swap meet or anything?
There wasn't so much of a swap meet. It was just a lot of vendors. There was All for Small RC.com, Air Hobbies, a couple other ones, West Michigan Park Flyers, but it was more of a flying event than a vending event.
Cool.
Then, I guess onto the Wings Across America update. Haven't done that in a while. It's now in possession of Steve G in Montana, pilot 256. And it's working its way back towards Frank in Virginia. So, going to be good to see how that ends up.
Yeah, I wonder what the weather is like over there right now. Is it flyable? It must be flyable.
Must be, since they're moving along one pilot at a
Well,
time.
that's good. At least it's moving. Well, in the new stuff, I know one thing that I really want is I've noticed is the Blade MCPX. Did you see that? It's a new
Yeah,
product.
that thing's insane
I know
how it can do
the
those
new
endover.
Yeah, the new heli from Blade from Horizon Hobby. And it's flybarless too. That's the amazing part. Like I expected them to come out with the MCPX or something, like collective pitch helicopter. That was kind of the next step in the progression of their development, but to have it flybarless, that was a big surprise. Didn't expect that. Didn't see that coming.
Nope. That's like completely different from what they've done before.
And completely different from everybody else that has come out with a micro collective pitch helicopter. So that was pretty neat to see. And from the video and conversations of other people and everything, it flies really nice. It looks like it's going to be a really good flyer, good trainer for collective pitch flying.
Looks almost like something that you can toss up in your basement and just do inverted hovers down there or funnels.
I'll be finding out soon because as soon as I can get my paws on one of those, I'll be getting it for sure.
Well, you'll have to give us a review on
Oh,
that.
most definitely.
I guess onto the website that I've been working on, some of you might have noticed. It's coming along slowly. I have some of the pages up right now, some of them aren't. You might have noticed the forms on there. That is still under construction a lot. I mean, it's only has one topic on it right now, so stick with me on that. Hoping to get a live stream on there so we can do our podcasts a little easier. Right now, there are actually two users. Me and Mario, so that's working pretty good.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yep. Then our podcast is getting closer and closer to iTunes. I actually found another podcast that I could copy the source code from and just insert information in the blank. So that should be up pretty soon.
Oh.
And if anyone is very experienced with PHP BB3.0.8. Please contact me because I have a few questions that need to be answered. Just shoot an email to info.theflyguys@gmail.com and I will be glad to take your help.
Hi, you just had a birthday recently. Did you get any nice surprise for your birthday?
I did actually. I got what every 15-year-old boy wants. I got a paper cutter for cutting out plans and taping them together, and a box knife for cutting it out on the foam.
Sounds like
And the
something that everybody wants. Every RC guy
yep.
wants.
And the trip to Iowa, because we usually try to do at least one flying a year, and the second one was different since we had never gone to it before, so that was a good present.
That is pretty good.
Crash over at the Crash Cast actually got his tricopter up and flying. I watched his video on YouTube, and it flies great from what I've seen. So that's looking good.
Yeah, I just listened to his show on the way home tonight, actually. I listened to that episode specifically, and they're gonna have something worked out so they'll be able to get kits or something like that going. So I'd be looking forward to getting some of that. They're just trying to make the job easier for people who want to get into it, make it a little easy and cheap. So I'm all for that. So give that a try whenever they come up with a kit or
Yep. Think he's gonna cut those on his flat printer 3 that he's been building over there. Another subject just on the topic. Flatman kits are coming closer and closer, I have to say, too. When the website gets a little more up and I get a little more into the web design part, it should be available within the next couple of months, I have to say. So if you're looking for a Flatman kit, be sure to check back often and soon.
Very cool. Did you happen to see that the new world record for dynamic soaring?
No,
The
I did
new
not.
record for dynamic soaring, last I heard, was 400 miles an hour. They're approaching it, or they were very close, or they passed it. But this recent one I just seen over the last couple of days, 446 miles an hour.
Wow.
The video, all you see is a blur. Like you can hardly see the plane because the camera is not a, it's a GoPro, and it was getting dark, I guess, and so the quality of video is not that great. You can just barely see the plane, but the sound of it is awesome. So it's just amazing. 446 miles an hour. It's insane.
Wow. I can't imagine what that would be
I wouldn't
like.
want to be the pilot. I mean, how? That's just insane. And that's
Yeah.
with no motor, just using the wind. That's crazy.
Well, I guess on the subject of the twin, I know I've been talking about that for a long time. I actually just finished it up the other day. I would have flown it sooner, but I have been having speed control issues and am still working on the good speed controls, trying to get that fixed. But I put some different, some Hobby King speed controls in it, just a couple extra ones that I had laying around, and they worked great actually. So went out and flew it, and actually flies amazing. Foam and tape has done a great job on the design, and I actually had a good friend who cut it out for me on his laser cutter. Which I know Foam and Tape said go for the box knife, but I just had to go laser on this one. And it actually came out really light at 28 ounces, ready to fly with a 1300 3-cell battery in it.
Nice.
I have not put in the differential thrust yet because my V-tail mixer is in and out, so I'm still working on that, but I did mix in flaperons. And if you kick up the spoilers on the wing tips or the spoilerons, it does an amazing high alpha.
Well, on the video I've seen of theirs, they're almost doing some 3D with it.
They are.
They're hovering it.
Yeah, I need to get the lighter battery for that, I guess.
That's definitely one build I'd like to try out someday.
Yeah, it's a real simple build. The only thing that is the hard part about it is bending the wing. That I had to use the stove for, just wave the wing over the stove and bend it over the countertop. But it came out okay.
Are you gonna put a video out of that, some flight of that?
Yes, there's actually one up right now, I think. I just haven't posted it out very much. So I will be sure to post that out after the show is over. And then I have not posted this out to my website or Twitter yet, but I'm going to make a music video for the twin this summer and kind of bridge it over into my explosions video. So I was debating on what two songs to use, whether to use Musical Explosion by Ben Drake, which I know one person has voted for already. Not to mention the names, Mario.
That's a good song. I like that.
Yes, it is. And then the other one I was debating on using was Pump It from the Black Eyed Peas, but it's still open for debate, so be sure to voice your opinion. Tweet at me at RCFlyboyNJ or at the underscore flyguys with a Z. Or you can email me at info.theflyguys@gmail.com or like us on Facebook. So be sure to let me know, and that's going to be my big summer project this summer. I think we're just about out of time. Anything else you have on your end, Mario?
No, not yet. I think I'll try to get some builds or something going, so I'll have a little bit more to talk about. Maybe a little bit more flying if the weather can warm up a little bit and get some snow out of the way.
Yep. Okay, I think that wraps us up for the night. For the Fly Guys, I'm Nathan.
I'm Mario.
And we will see you next time.
See ya.